When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back. Hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant in Acushnet. Come on by and hang out with us. We are having some breakfast and you can have some breakfast with us. You can come down and have some coffee. And of course, you can get a great Seize the Deal opportunity at 8 o'clock at seizethedeal.com. It will go live right at 8 a.m. So you want to make sure that you're there and ready. Because you are going to have the chance to get $50 in gift certificates to Rochelle's Restaurant for just $25. So, and it's going to come to you in the form of two $25 gift certificates. So maybe you want to keep one for yourself and give one to somebody else. But the important thing is maybe you want to use that to come here twice. A lot of these Seize the Deals that we do, you know, you have the opportunity to save money, but you go out and you say, well, by the time I'm done spending everything, I probably spent a little bit over the Seize the Deal, or, you know, it's two people go out to eat and it's $50 at you. The great thing about Rochelle's is you're going to get those two $25 certificates and two people can come out and have breakfast for $25. So you're basically getting two trips out to breakfast with someone for just $25. You cannot beat that deal. I'm taking a look at some of the breakfasts that are coming out now. Some omelets, some grilled cheese rolls. The cheese rolls here, by the way, are humongous. And people are having just those for breakfast. That's all you need. I'm saying, like, this thing is the size of, like, a submarine sandwich almost. It's that big. And I don't know about you, I like to put ketchup on mine. Just like I like to put ketchup on top of my grilled cheese, I like to put ketchup on my cheese roll. Some of you may consider that sacrilege, but that's how I like to do it. So again, the deal goes live at 8 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. If you happen to go to seizethedeal.com and you don't see our local deals, you don't see things for our area, like right now you should see $50 in gift certificates to Friendly's for $25. You should see a $20 e-voucher to Dairy Maid for $10. You should see $50 to the Piri Piri Kitchen for $25. If you don't see all those local deals, it's because it probably doesn't say New Bedford up in the upper left-hand corner of your screen. It might say a different city. Just click on the little arrow next to that and change it to New Bedford, and you will get all of our local deals. And that's how you'll be able to get the Rochelle's deal when it goes on sale, coming up at 8 a.m. In the meantime, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and discuss some of the things that are going on. We were talking earlier about the story that came out yesterday. Former Greater New Bedford Voc Tech Guidance Director, Dr. Heather Larkin, admitting to conflict of interest violations and paying a $10,000 penalty as a result of that. We have all the details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but basically meeting somebody, getting that person a gig at Voc Tech as a mental health coach, performance coach for the student athletes, getting that person then another contract at double after they had gone into business together, putting on a convention, a summit, and then also creating her own business and using students to promote her business and using school social media accounts to promote her business. So these are serious issues, serious violations. I mean, I can tell you, I made the mistake one time because I have access to all of the Facebook pages for, you know, the WBSM page, the Fun 107 page. But then I also have my personal Facebook, my, you know, I guess they call it the professional page, my brand page, whatever you want to call it. And then also the Spooky South Coast page and Legend Trips and all these different things that I've done. I've got access to all the pages to them. And I used to take my events and put them on all of my social media. You know, so if I was doing a ghost hunt event somewhere, I'd promote it on all these different social media pages. And at one point, Facebook had it so it was nice and easy. You could just like click the ones that you wanted to send it to and it would post it to all those pages. They did away with that. But that was the way that it worked at this time. And I accidentally posted the event ticket link on the WBSM Facebook page. And it was probably up there for maybe about a minute and a half or so when I like went back to my main Facebook and saw in my feed, my news feed, my timeline, whatever, I saw the WBSM post of my event and I was like, oh, how did that happen? And then I realized, oh no, I accidentally put it on the page. And so I went into the page and I deleted it. And I'm like, you know, texting Michael Rock and telling him, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. It was an accident. Like, I took it down already. Like, because I was so nervous that, you know, somebody would be like, hey, you tried to use WBSM to promote your side business. It wasn't the case at all. It was just a dumb social media mistake. But I was panicked about it. In this particular case, in the case of Dr. Larkin, this was intentional. She was utilizing on her website for her business students in their VocTech uniforms. Which, by the way, it's a really slippery slope when it comes to photos of student athletes. In my 20-plus years of covering high school sports at the Standard Times, there was always a little bit of uneasiness that I felt about certain things, like reporting on a kid's injury. Because these kids are under 18. So if I'm writing about a sophomore who, you know, suffered a broken leg, I don't really feel good about putting that kid's personal information out there like that. And it wasn't like her parents told me and I was able to. No, it was the coach that said it. And while the coach is responsible for the kid on the field, like they're not their guardian. And then, you know, if I go out and I interview a kid, if I wanted to have a high school kid come on the show for whatever reason, maybe it's something to do with the story, I always say, I need you to get permission from your parents. So, for example, last year we were talking about the book banning for the Old Rochester school library, and some of the students agreed to come on and talk about that issue, and we had a great conversation with them, but I required them to have their parents sign a paper and send it over to me that said that it's okay for them to be on the radio because they're underage, they can't make those decisions on their own, so I needed to clear it with their parents. But we would go to cover a sporting event and just go into the locker room and interview the kid. And, like, that was okay. It always seemed weird to me. And again, not that it's bad, not that there's any ill intention, but I just didn't understand, like, why it was okay to show up and take photos of a kid at a school event, at a school game and post them somewhere, but that we couldn't, you know, I would never go to, like, a field day and take pictures of kids and post them. Unless it was my kid. So anyway, that's a whole different rabbit hole to go down. 508-996-0500. Also, we have the story at WBSM.com and on the app about more details about that stabbing incident that happened at the Dartmouth Mall over the weekend outside of the Five Below. It turns out that both the suspect and the victim were both juveniles. The victim was a 16-year-old juvenile male from New Bedford who appeared to suffer non-life-threatening stab wounds. And the other person, the other kid involved, was a 16-year-old male from Fall River. He fled the scene on a bicycle before being apprehended at the Lowe's on Fawns Corner Mall Road. And police said that after investigating, they believe the altercation was prearranged over social media. They ended up arresting and charging both the suspect and the victim in this. They're both charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. And there may be additional charges forthcoming. So, again, as I was saying in the first hour, these social media beefs that these kids have, these social media problems, are escalating to the point that they're turning into real-world issues. And when they do it on things like Snapchat, they think there's no accountability because the messages disappear. But the police have ways. Snapchat has ways. Not everything that you share on Snapchat is gone forever, put it that way. And you're seeing that, you know, these social media bullying situations are turning into real life situations. And I don't know how you combat that. I don't know how you police that. You know, in schools for years, teachers always had to, and administrators always had to deal with the fact that we can only stop the things that we know about. We can only get ahead of something if we hear about it. But that a lot of the fights and things that happened were spur of the moment. You know, were there fights where they started talking about it at 9 o'clock in the morning that it was going to happen at 3:15 out by the flagpole, and then the buzz built up over the course of the day, and then the teachers found out about it by 2 p.m. and they were able to put a stop on it? Sure. But also a lot of fights that broke out in school were just because two kids got into it for a moment, and then it escalated from there. Those are the ones you can't do anything about, but the ones that you can do something about are the ones where it's a slow burn throughout the course of the day. With these social media feuds, they don't know about them unless the kids start talking about them. So it's a new way of having to deal with what has been a problem forever, which is the fact that kids are jerks and they're gonna fight. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. You know, Walmart is going to be closing stores in Massachusetts. Can you have Phil Devitt get on it? I don't know.
If he's listening, he can. I'm not in the same building as him today.
Well, because the high utility costs and the taxes, I think, is part of it. But I only saw a news flash, but maybe Phil Devitt can go deep into that. You know, our state's going to lose a lot of businesses if they keep going up on utilities and the taxes. Don't these thunderheads up in Beacon Hill, don't they know what they're doing?
Well, I mean, and wouldn't you think that of all the places that might be susceptible to that Walmart would kind of be immune to some of it?
That's what you would think,
if Walmart's having problems, you know it's bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then we don't keep, all we do is spend high taxes, and don't these dunderheads up there in Beacon Hill, don't they smarten up? Don't they see that they're going to ruin it for everybody here who's trying to survive? And many of us can't leave the state. Many of us have family here, and it's not easy just to pick up and leave. You know, they talk about, you know, the free bus, the CERTA bus services and all that. But every time I see them go down my street, I hardly see anybody on the bus every half an hour.
So I took a look here. It looks like it's going to be 14 total stores that close nationally. 11 of them were already closed, and there'll be another three that'll be closing up. It doesn't look like any of them are around here.
Oh,
But they said that these are stores that were not meeting the financial goals that they had for them. So that's probably why. I mean, when you think about it, too, there was an oversaturation of Walmarts. So maybe it's possible that they're just kind of condensing the number of stores that they have.
Yeah. All right. I just saw a headline about Massachusetts. But thank you, Tim. Yeah. Thank you for looking that up for me. I appreciate it.
We'll see what else we can find. Thank you so much. And I'm taking, again, this is just the Mass Live story that I found real quick. So I'm reading it on the fly here. But it's a combination of a couple of things. One is that they have stores that are underperforming. And two, the growth of the Walmart online service. You can get delivery from Walmart. You can order something from Walmart, and they'll bring it to your home within a couple of hours. I know I've done it. When I was home after my surgery, I had Walmart Spark delivery a couple of times. Then I said, you know what? I got to get up, and I got to leave the house. Even though it's going to be a slow and painful process, I've got to get up out of this chair and go. But the first couple of weeks, I went out and I used that delivery service. And there's been times that I've used it too. I was actually in the middle of a plumbing repair in my bathroom, and I didn't want to leave to go get the part. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to have Walmart deliver it. And they did. So I didn't have to stop what I was doing. And, within an hour, I had what I was looking for. I paid for the rush delivery. But that growth is probably going to cause them to have to shutter some stores, because if you've got people who are ordering online and not going to the store is not going to need, you're not going to need the store. You can have a distribution center instead with a lot less employees, a lot less overhead, a lot less concern, a lot less theft. So I understand why that's condensing some of it. But as I said to the caller, if Walmart's having issues, that might not be a good sign at all. But I do think that there was an oversaturation of Walmarts. So I'm not surprised that some have to close down. I mean, there's two Walmarts in Raynham. I mean, I don't know exactly. Depends on where the town lines fall. One might be Taunton, one might be Raynham, but I'm pretty sure they're both Raynham. And one's on one side of town, one's on the other side of town. But by that I mean they're like 3 miles away from each other. Don't you think that's a little bit much? I mean, if you look at the situation on the South Coast here, you've got Wareham has a Walmart. Three exits down, Fairhaven has a Walmart. Four exits down, Dartmouth has a Walmart. And these are all situated pretty close to the highway. That's a lot of Walmarts for a small distance. And there's still people that are still complaining that they want to see one open up where Building 19 was. That's a lot of Walmarts for a small area. So maybe the fact that they had so many, they have to kind of cull some of them back now. 508-996-0500. I mean, I think the advantage of having so many Walmarts with, close distance to us is if one doesn't have something, we know we can get it at the other one. There's stuff that they carry in Dartmouth and Wareham that I know they don't carry in Fairhaven. I got one of those Nespresso machines, but I got one of the ones that's the Virtuo. And so it uses a different pod than the regular Nespresso machines. Now, I love it. The coffee is fantastic out of it. So good. I don't like Keurig, but this is really good. This is way better than Keurig. And so I'm trying to find the pods, and so many of them didn't have them in stock. I'd go to Dartmouth, I'd go to Walmart, Wareham. They might have them. Fairhaven never had them. Now they're starting to get more and more of them out there on the shelf, but it's nice to have that option to be able to say, well, I'll go to this one. I'll go to that one. I can't find the socks that I like at this one, so I'm going to go to that one. If I can get a little bit personal for a moment. Going to get a little bit personal and talk a little bit of something a little bit risque. None of the Walmarts carry the underwear that I like. Like, they haven't had them in stock. So I have to get them online. I have to order them out. The Walmart website has them, but none of the stores have them in stock. There's an obsession in stores right now with boxer briefs. And I like Fruit of the Loom knit boxers. Not the woven ones, the knit ones. And not boxer briefs, regular boxers. Now that you know my underwear preferences, you're sitting down to eat your breakfast. It's time for me to take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant. And you can come by and join us. We are broadcasting here, 586 North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by and have some breakfast and some coffee. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Rochelle's in Acushnet. Come on by, have some breakfast, have some coffee, hang out with me. I'll be here until 9. Seize the Deal goes on sale at 8 at seizethedeal.com. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Surgeon General says the U.S. has a public health crisis. Alex Jones' media empire is coming apart, and be prepared for busy roads this upcoming 4th of July.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Surgeon General says gun violence in the U.S. is a public health crisis and requires the collective commitment of the nation to stop it. Vivek Murthy's new advisory is the first time a Surgeon General has used the platform to decry firearm violence and the consequences it has on survivors and mental health. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
According to unsealed court documents, Assange plans to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. The U.S. charges were part of one of the biggest publications of classified info in history, with some of the classified and military diplomatic materials leaked, showing possible war crimes committed by American forces in Iraq. Assange has been held in a high-security prison in London for the last 5 years and should now be free to return to Australia. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The trustee in charge of Alex Jones' bankruptcy proceeding says the InfoWars media site will be shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray says an orderly wind-down will take place, with Jones's business assets liquidated in an attempt to pay families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Jones used the platform to call the 2012 shooting that killed 26 people, including 20 first graders, a hoax, with an almost $1.5 billion judgment being placed against him, forcing bankruptcy. Dozens of protesters gathered outside the Manhattan DA's office on Monday to voice their disapproval of the dropping of charges against many who demonstrated during the Columbia University Hamilton Hall occupation. The protest was driven by a group called End Jew Hate, and they don't feel that DA Alvin Bragg has done enough to protect the Jewish community in the city. A record-breaking number of people are expected to travel for the 4th of July this year. AAA predicts nearly 71 million people will travel 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period, which runs June 29th through July 7th. That's up 5% from last year. Paula Twydale, the senior vice president of AAA Travel, says more Americans are taking extended 4th of July trips this summer thanks to the flexibility of remote work. Over 60 million people expected to travel by car, nearly 3 million more than last year. Airports could see a record-breaking number of travelers, too, with around 5.75 million people predicted to fly. AAA says this is the first year the travel period was extended to include 2 weekends.
WBSM Sports.
While the Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 at Fenway Park, the three-game series continues tonight with a first pitch at 7:10. And for the first time in their 30-year history, the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. They won the Cup last night by beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7 on home ice.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A sunny day ahead on the South Coast with temperatures in the mid-80s, less humid than Monday. Tonight, we get down to a low in the mid-60s. More sun on Wednesday, highs in the low 80s once again. Weather on WBSM brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, we are back. We are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant in Acushnet. Come on by. We have some delicious food. All I can smell here is bacon. And the bacon, if you are a crispy bacon fan, I saw some very crispy bacon going by. I mean, they'll make it however you want. But you know, if you're a crispy bacon fan, how hard it is to get it as crispy as you like it. Mary knows what I'm talking about. Mary is a crispy bacon person. So it's hard to get it as crispy as you want it. Some places are like, that's good enough, and they just send it out to you. We used to have a guy that would come into the diner that would say, I want my bacon so crispy that if I dropped it, it would shatter like glass. And so you would send it out, and he'd say, not good enough. Put it on some more. Not good enough. Put it on some more. And so if that's how you like your bacon, you can get it that way here at Rochelle's Restaurant. Come on by. So the cheese roll looks particularly good. The sweet hole-in-one, that looks pretty good. I saw that. You can come by and get that as well. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, you can get that Seize the Deal and save all kinds of money. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. Even though I'm out of the studio, I can still take your phone calls. Even though I'm out of the studio, I can still take phone calls from Lamone. Let's go to Las Vegas. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
What's cooking, boy, boy? I remember when I used to do the live remotes up at 88 where I used to work at. I was working at the world-famous Moulin Rouge. Now I was 17 years old doing the live remotes. 18 years old doing that. You know, when I shouldn't have been there with the alcohol or the floozies or anything like that. It was beautiful there. So yeah, too bad you didn't get to see it before somebody try to burn it down for money, because they were supposed to be widening out the freeway out here in Las Vegas, and they were thinking, well, we just go ahead and clear this slot. You know, they can go ahead and take this spot right here. But it was a world famous. It was something that was supposed to be remembered and held on to. But the sign still exists, and it's in the Leon Boneyard. So the guy that called a few minutes ago sounds like Leo Grocery from the Dead End Kids. Do you remember who he is?
I mean, you're going way back there with that. How you doing?
Yeah, well, that sounded like him. That sounded like him. I know he just died recently, so you got some long-distance phone calls. That sounded just like him. He said Dunderhead. That's what he calls him, like that. So, and I remember that. So, and it's like it took the brother to catch that, right? Okay, that's good. At least, you know, who said I haven't smoked my half my weight in Mota in my lifetime, or have I? So, okay, so yeah. So, and I think it's nice. It's good doing the live remotes, and it sounds like a bunch of fun people over there. I wish you could send me something. No, DoorDash me something. But I guess I'll have to wait.
It would definitely be cold by the time it got to you.
Yeah, and I think if anything, you'd probably send me the chicken, right? Now, if you probably go get the chicken and send it to me, if you can send me something long to eat.
No, you know what I would send you? If I could send you something, you know what and maybe I will. Have you ever had linguica?
Isn't that a linguine? A clam?
Nope.
Clam?
Or nope.
What is it?
Have you ever had charisse?
I know a girl
These are Portuguese sausages.
Are they like chorizos?
It's a little bit different. It's the same idea, but it's a different kind of spice profile.
I'm not a big fan of chorizo, you know, just throwing it out there. You know, I like get my grub on, like, chorizo. You figure out, like, yeah, getting big on that. No, not really.
We'll put together a New Bedford care package and send it out to Las Vegas for you.
That would be so nice. I would enjoy that. Did you get to find out about, are you going to go see, The Quiet Place tomorrow, this coming up Friday, this Thursday?
No, probably not. I don't think I'll see that in the theater. I'll probably see it at home when it's on streaming.
Well, it looks like it's going to be good. Doesn't it look like the chick from Us, the one black chick that's in the trailer they have for that one right there? You know, the chick that...
I'm not sure.
You saw Us, you know, after Get Out, you know, then Us. They came out with Jordan Peele's second. Oh, you didn't see that. I know you saw it when you talked about it way back when. So it's like, it's crazy. Ooh, so how big are the pancakes there?
The pancakes are pretty good size. I'm taking a look around, see if anybody's got some on their plate. They're pretty good size.
I wish I could have some of them. Did you see that picture I sent you with Tinkerbell?
I did, yes. I did.
You didn't say nothing about that. I figured it'd be something, you know, a lot of pug wedgies and stuff out there on that end of town.
Yeah, I don't have any comment about that to add on the air. I got to hold you there, Lamone, because I'm up against a break here.
Okay, so I told you Misery Machine is the YouTube channel. They've got a lot of good stuff. I want them to come on the show maybe next week sometime for an interview in the morning. It'll be good. They're a kind of local place out there, you know. And that wouldn't be too bad, you know. That would be, you show the love to the up-and-coming younglings in the world we got going around today.
We will see.
I love me some Timmy Weisberg. You go, brother.
We love you here. Everybody in New Bedford loves Lamone.
Hugs and kisses. Hope they grab them, no misses.
All right, have a good day. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. And we will take a break here. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. And we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by. Hang out with us. You can join in the program. I got a microphone right here. You can join in. And unfortunately, you missed the Lamone call, or else you could have, you know, been my co-host for that segment. But we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. And you can start your day the right way by coming on down to Rochelle's and having some delicious breakfast, a cup of coffee, whatever it may be that you want to have. And you can join us in the discussion here. We are talking about a number of different things throughout the course of the morning. I was talking about the guy that I found on Facebook Marketplace who has these crazy things for sale and these crazy descriptions. Well, I shouldn't say crazy things for sale. They're kind of mundane things. They're kind of things that you're like, oh, what's that all about? But then you read his descriptions, and that's what really sells it to you. And I had mentioned earlier, you know, it was the alien, strange alien rock that drew my attention to this. But then as I was reading some of his other items, I had to include some of them in the story that I wrote at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app because they were so funny and unique. And so he wrote one about women's Victorian lace items, like an apron and a shirt. And it's actually one of the more expensive items he has. I think it's like $50 for the lot. But he says, I'm not an overly macho guy, but I'm never going to wear any of this women's or maybe girls' Victorian lace wear. But he did decide, you know, because whenever anybody sells clothing on Facebook Marketplace, they always say, oh, from a non-smoking home, non-smoking pet-free home. Well, he wrote, well, sure, it's from a smoker's home. Everyone smoked in the 1890s. You'd be a smoker, too, if your life expectancy was 40 and you didn't have your iPhone. So it's just little descriptions like that that's kind of sold me on that. And the way that he gets creative with stuff that, you know, I wouldn't normally think anybody would want to buy that. So we did ask Ron, you know, how do you acquire these items? And at first he was, you know, joking about that, too. He said, that's like asking the Wizard of Oz to pull back the curtain. But he did tell me he goes to a lot of cleanouts and does some dumpster diving and those kind of things. So he just acquires these different items and then tries to tell a little story with each one. So, for example, you know, he had a couple of Godzilla figures and he put them together, three Godzilla figures, two small ones and a large one that he put up on Marketplace for, I think, $5. And he says, it's a Godzilla family. He says, I've got to hand it to Godzilla, raising three offspring in a single parent household. I'm sorry, it's three smaller Godzillas. And he says, and he always ends every post with a follow me on Marketplace and then some sort of funny punchline. So this one is, follow me on Marketplace if you don't know what to get your grandkids when they visit. So it's really worthwhile to follow along with his posts. Even if you're never going to buy anything, it's a good chuckle. And as for the alien rock, there were a lot of people who were speculating what it might have been. There were people who were saying, oh, it's got to be, you know, this certain type of rock or that certain type of rock, or maybe it's radioactive material that's, you know, toxic waste or something. Another theory was that it was frozen waste from an airplane. But as he said, you know, it would have melted. He actually explained what it is. It's slag glass. So slag glass is a variety of pressed glass that is universally celebrated by collectors for its characteristically subtle variations in color and opacity. So that's what this is. It's slag glass. And you could own it for $10. And tell your friends, if you wanted to, that it's, you know, frozen waste from an airplane or that it's an alien rock. We're not gonna tell them a different story if that's what you want them to believe. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's
up? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody smoked in the 1890s.
I guess so.
Like, everybody, though?
Not everybody, but a lot of people did.
Like, even the kids?
I don't know. I don't know what age kids would have started smoking back in those days.
That's crazy. You said everybody in the 1890s. I don't think my great-grandfather smoked.
I was reading his description. And, I was quoting his description.
When do you think Pall Malls came out in Newport? You know the history of tobacco?
Well, I know the history of tobacco, but I don't know when processed cigarettes started to come out, no.
But I think everybody smoked in 1985. Because my grandmother, she used to smoke Camel straights, no filters. In 85, it was crazy. Me and my brothers, we go to our house, and, you know, back in the day, everybody watched Sesame Street. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we used to go to our house, and it was crazy. She used to straight smoke Camel non-filters all day. It was crazy. And my brother, he got cancer. It was probably from that, you know?
From secondhand smoke. My grandfather was the same way.
Everybody smoked in 1985. Hey, and my grandmother, she made the best linguica dog.
Well, you can come by here and have some breakfast if you want. It won't be a linguica dog,
anyways,
but it'll... Rochelle's Restaurant in Acushnet. I'm sorry?
Restaurant, Tim, where?
Rochelle's Restaurant in Acushnet.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Breakfast, right?
Yep, great stuff here. Breakfast
and
lunch.
They make linguica dogs like my grandmother smoking Camel straight.
I don't know. I don't think they're smoking in the kitchen, but maybe they do.
Yeah, they probably do. You know how they do.
Well, I worked in enough kitchens that every person goes on a cigarette break.
You know how you do, though, Tim. I know you. I went to school with you. You don't even know who I am.
I don't know who you are, but I didn't smoke, no.
It's Ricky. I used to smoke Marlboros. You went to Volk, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to Volk?
Nope.
Do you still work for that paving company?
I never worked for a paving company either.
All right, Mr. Rufa. All right, Tiny Tim, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later, though.
All right, have a good day. That guy really has me confused with somebody else. Never been on a roof in my life. I'm afraid of heights. I don't understand who he thinks that I am or what he thinks. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Rochelle's in Acushnet. Come on by, have some breakfast. And right now, I want you to get ready. Get on seizethedeal.com right now if you're not there already, because in just 2 minutes, actually a minute and a half, that deal is going to go live. $50 in gift certificates to Rochelle's for just $25. You're going to get two $25 certificates. That's going to be enough for two people to come out and have breakfast twice. So you want to get that right now at seizethedeal.com. It'll go live in 70 seconds. So get onto the website and start hitting refresh, and you can get that deal for yourself. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you at 508-996-0500. You can come by here, too, and jump on the microphone and talk with me, too. You can send app chat messages on the WBSM app. We will continue on with the discussion that we've been having, and we'll be trying some food here at some point as well. So a lot happening down here and a lot happening that we can discuss. And when we do come back, if you do call in 508-996-0500, I may have my mouth full of food. So I may need you to carry the show for a few moments.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.